Want to know what's the word on all things pop culture? You've come to the right place. It's time for the Bronx Buzz. Stay tuned for all the tea from hot celebrity gossip to movies to music and more. The Bronx Buzz has it all. Your go-to for entertainment updates right now on 107.7 The Bronx Retro.
Welcome to The Bronx Buzz, your daily dose of celebrity gossip, entertainment news, and pop culture on 107.7 The Bronx Retro WRRC2. Two-time Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award nominee for Best College Online Streaming Radio Station in the Nation. Lead vocalist of the 1975 Matty Healy's Aunt shared his reaction to ex-girlfriend Taylor Swift's new album Tortured Poets Department. The musician's aunt, Debbie Deeds, reported to the Daily Mail that, quote, "Nothing surprises him anymore. He will not be surprised by the song. Him and her know what went on." His aunt further explained that Matty has moved on and is now in a relationship with model Gabriette Bechtel, who he began dating in September. His aunt finally added, quote, "He's very happy in his new relationship, so I'm sure he will be focusing on that." On Saturday, the Boston Red Sox announced in a press release that former Red Sox player Dave McCarty passed away at age 54. McCarty passed away in Oakland, California because of a, quote, "cardiac event." In a statement on X, formerly known as Twitter, the team stated, quote, "Our hearts are heavy with the passing of Dave McCarty. Playing three seasons with the Red Sox, he will forever be a part of the curse-breaking 2004 World Series championship team. We send our love to his wife, Monica, and their children, Reed and Maxine." The news of his passing comes just 1 month after he joined some of his past teammates at a 20-year reunion for the 2004 World Series team at a Red Sox home game in Fenway Park. Actors Kimberly J. Brown and Daniel Coons are officially married. The two co-starred in the Halloween Town franchise on Disney, which had four films that started in 1998. On Friday, the couple was married at the Spanish Hills Club in Camarillo, a city in Southern California. Kimberly took to Instagram on Saturday, sharing a photo of her alongside her new husband with the caption, "Mr. and Mrs. Coons, established April 19, 2024. Further in the caption, Kimberly stated, "We had the most beautiful day of our dreams because of all of the incredible people below. We will forever be grateful for all their hard work." The couple first discussed the relationship in an interview back in 2021, stating,
"If it wasn't for the movie, we never would have met each other and reconnected later, and we wouldn't be sitting here now. And, you know, she's a pretty awesome lady, so it ended up working out really well. But it is funny to think, wow, that was 20 years ago. And so much life happened in between us reconnecting and everything."
That's all for this episode of The Bronx Buzz, your daily cup of celebrity tea. You can listen to The Bronx Buzz daily on The Bronx Retro, WRRC2, or on demand on your favorite podcasting platform at 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz.
We hope that you've gotten your daily fill of movie, TV, music, pop culture news, and more. But if you've missed What's the Word with The Bronx Buzz, check out all entertainment reports on 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz. Now back to the classic hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s on 1077 The Bronx Retro.